This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Saturday Middle Eastern nations need to use their influence over regional actors to ensure the Gaza conflict is contained.
We have an intense focus on preventing this conflict from spreading. And a big part of the conversations we'll be having over the coming days with all of our allies and partners is looking at the steps that they can take using the influence and ties that they have to do just that, to make sure that this conflict doesn't spread.
Blinken spoke late in the day after meeting the leaders of Turkey and Greece at the start of a week-long trip aimed at calming tensions that have spiked since Israel's war with U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas began in October. Lebanon's Iranian-backed Hezbollah group said on Saturday it had fired rockets at Israel, and its arch foe said it had struck a quote-unquote terrorist cell in retaliation. With the 100th day of Hamas hostages' captivity on January 7th, dozens of protesters in Tel Aviv's Hostages Square continued calling on the Israeli government to secure the release on Saturday. 123 people are still believed to be in Hamas's hands after the organization's militants kidnapped 240 and killed 1,200 people on October 7th. On that day, Israel launched an offensive aimed at wiping out Hamas, which has killed nearly 23,000 people in Gaza by Saturday, according to Palestinian health officials. U.S. military forces shot down a drone early Saturday over the Red Sea and international waters near several commercial vessels, the U.S. Defense Department said. The incident came just days after a 12-nation group led by the U.S. warned Houthi rebels against continuing attacks. This is VOA News. A woman in her 90s was pulled alive from a collapsed house in western Japan 124 hours after a major quake slammed the region. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The 7.6 magnitude tremor killed over 120 people, toppled buildings and set off landslides, isolating some communities that were still waiting for aid. Thousands of troops were flying and trucking in water, food and medicine to more than 30,000 people. In Wajima, residents sifted through their charred belongings after a blaze triggered by earthquakes burnt it down. Lines of ambulances could be seen rushing through the town to assist those in need. Seizo Shimbo, a seafood trader who was stocking up on supplies at a supermarket, told the AP, "There's no food, there's no water, and the worst is gas. People are still in kilometer-long lines." He added, "I hope the city recovers as soon as possible and that people won't leave it." I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea's military fired over 60 artillery rounds near a South Korean island on Saturday, Seoul's military said, a day after both sides staged live fire drills in the same area near their contested maritime border. On Friday, North Korea fired more than 200 rounds of artillery shells. U.S. aviation officials are grounding Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners after a mid-air blowout on an Alaskan Airlines flight that left a gaping hole in the plane, with the groundings causing disruptions. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The blowout happening shortly after takeoff Friday evening from Portland, Oregon. The pilot radioing the tower, declaring an emergency, turning around, landing safely.
"We are emergency. We are depressurized. We do need to return back to."
Audio courtesy liveatc.net. Photos show a gaping hole where an emergency door could be, but the Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 had that door paneled over. Passengers telling media a boy's shirt was sucked off him out of the plane. The NTSB investigating. The grounding by federal officials affects 171 Boeing jets worldwide, which need a 4 to 8 hour inspection, according to the company. I'm Julie Walker.
American authorities on Saturday announced the arrest of three people wanted in connection with the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol as the country marked the third anniversary of the violent attack by former President Donald Trump supporters. Nearly 1,300 people have so far been charged in relation to the Capitol riot, which prosecutors have called an insurrection aimed at keeping Trump in the White House. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.